Today is November 29th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Hoquiam versus Aberdeen. If dope counts for anything at all in football, Hoquiam need not go into the Thanksgiving Day game with Aberdeen feeling that there is any advantage lying with the latter team. A compilation of the figures by fans at the Elks Club shows that Hoquiam has an even break in the prospects, so far as it is humanly possible to judge. The Fireside fans reason this way. Aberdeen beat Hoquiam by 3 touchdowns last year. Brown was then punting miserably for Hoquiam and figures to break even with Ingram this year instead of losing 25 to 30 yards on every exchange. Hoquiam's defense is conceded to be stronger than last year, as the team has not been scored on all season, even playing with teams that have scored easily on Aberdeen. As shown in the Wenatchee and Olympia games, Hoquiam has 2 good scoring prospects in Huta and Peterson by place kicking or drop kicking whenever they get within the 30-yard line. Aberdeen can show no corresponding improvement, for Ingram was in the lineup last year, and he still is the only reliable scoring star on the rival team. In other news, Charles H. Jones, local lumberman, dies in Tacoma. Charles H. Jones, president of the Northwestern Lumber Company Mill and the F.G. Foster Company of this city, and a pioneer lumberman of the southwestern Washington, died at the family home in Tacoma yesterday morning after a lingering illness. He was 77 years old. Funeral services at 1:30 o'clock today will be private and will be held in the family residence at 322 North 5th Street, Tacoma, with Reverend John W. Beard assisting, Dr. E.A. Todd, and Reverend Edgar C. Wheeler of Tacoma. The body will lie in state at the residence from 11 o'clock until the funeral. Mr. Jones was associated with the late George H. Emerson by the purchases of stock of the Northwestern Lumber Company, Mr. Jones taking Captain Simpson interests, thus giving him a controlling interest in the mill company, which he has retained. For some time, Mr. Emerson was vice president and acting manager, and for a few years, Mr. Jones took an active part in the operation of the mill, living at the old Hoquiam Hotel. In other news, former police officer here is again fugitive. Henry Fournier, former traffic officer, who was sentenced to 4 months imprisonment in the county jail at Montesano and to pay a $500 fine for the federal court in Tacoma for his part in a fake raid on a Japanese steamer in Aberdeen some months ago, escaped from the Aberdeen General Hospital Monday afternoon, according to authorities last night, had not been apprehended. Fournier was taken to the hospital Tuesday, supposedly suffering from appendicitis. After his arrival, he decided he would not undergo an operation. The hospital advised the sheriff's office to come and get him. Deputy Sheriff Inman came about 4 o'clock. Fournier asked permission to go to his room and dress, saying it would take about a half an hour. Inman waited for a time and then went into the room, which was on the ground floor. A screen had been removed and Fournier had evidently left through the window. The United States Marshal's Office had given permission to the sheriff's office to send Fournier to the hospital. In the city and county news, indications yesterday were that the fill for the athletic field and playground for Emerson School will be completed by tonight, according to President Fred Dean of the Board of Education. The fill has been made by the port dredge, which is deepening and widening the channel. Gantuko Maeda, Japanese sailor from the Hikushika Maru, who was left in the city jail here by his captain, was taken on the OWL train last night by Deputy Customs Collector W.A. May of Aberdeen to Seattle, where he will be deported aboard a ship leaving this morning at 11 o'clock. J.L. McNutt of Hump Tulips brought to the commercial club yesterday 3 potatoes raised on his ranch that would average better than 4 pounds each. The club now has one of the finest potato exhibits possible to assemble, all of the spuds being raised either in the city or its vicinity. And finally, over 300 turkeys will be shipped in to the Polson Logging Company camps for Thanksgiving Day. It was announced yesterday. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 29, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. For you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.